from KQED Public Radio, this is the California Report. Good morning, I'm Rachel Miro. The U.S. Department of Education issued another report card yesterday focusing on writing ability. Roughly three-quarters of California 8th graders performed at or below the basic level, landing the state near the bottom of the rankings, largely experts say because so many students speak English as a second language. The LA Times notes Los Angeles students can be grateful for the existence of Cleveland because it was the only big city whose students scored worse overall. The Times also reports that later today, the Navy's expected to release a comprehensive study examining collateral damage to wildlife when training sailors to use sonar, drop bombs, fire missiles, and so on in Southern California. The Navy has so far refused to adopt federal court-ordered safeguards, contending they would hamper crucial combat training exercises. Later this month, the Navy will hold public hearings on the matter in Oceanside, Coronado, and Long Beach. State and federal fishing regulators meet in Seattle on Sunday. Over the next week, they're expected to decide whether to cancel the upcoming commercial salmon season because of shockingly low fish counts for the wild Chinook. Hanging in the balance, the future of Pacific salmon and people like Ben Platt. He skippers the trawler KB out of Fort Bragg.
I'd say we're all doing the same thing. We're just trying to decide if we can continue to do some kind of fishing this summer or if it's time to just tie the boat up and go get another job until next crab season.
Recreational salmon fishing has also been put on hold. California is home to two of the largest public employee pension funds in the world. They hold tremendous clout on Wall Street. Next week, the state legislature will consider a bill testing that clout, one that demands new efforts from the pension funds to engage in socially responsible investing. But some say the proposal's worthy goals could end up costing retirees billions of dollars. Sacramento Bureau Chief John Myers reports.
In recent years, analysts have called private equity firms the hottest thing on Wall Street. These multi-billion dollar organizations take over, manage, and sometimes sell struggling companies. And they often provide an astoundingly large return to their investors. Investors like the pension funds of retired California state workers.
We have, in fact, invested with the top-tier players in private equity. That means we've had returns over 30%. In fact, our performance in that one class is the second highest in the country.
Jack Enos is the CEO of CalSTRS, the state teachers' retirement system. The private equity firms are, in his words, a high-octane investment for the teachers. They are also a lucrative investment for the pension fund of general state workers, CalPERS. But it's other investors in private equity firms that have caught the attention of some state legislators. Some of the biggest firms are bankrolled in part by foreign governments. And some of those governments face numerous allegations over human rights.
In my opinion, it doesn't make sense for the state pensions to be profiteering, you know, indirectly from rogue nations.
Assemblymember Alberto Torrico is a Bay Area Democrat and the author of a bill to change how the pension funds invest in the world of private equity. The bill says the pension funds may only invest in private equity firms where the countries that also invest have signed treaties banning discrimination and torture and protecting the rights of children.
We've kind of led the way, started with divestment from South Africa, Darfur, Iran last year. So we have had a tradition in California of taking a look at these pension funds and trying to make sure that they're doing the socially responsible thing.
But the managers of California's pension funds say Tarico's legislation goes too far. They say there's no business relationship with the countries in question. Rather, those countries are merely side-by-side investors in the same private equity firms and passive investors at that. And there could be a major impact on retirees. Analyses from both CalPERS and CalSTRS say if the legislation is signed into law, they will lose a combined $7.5 billion over the next 5 years. CalSTRS CEO Jack Enos.
All we're doing by walking away is giving 30-plus percent returns to somebody else. Why would we do that to 800,000 educators in California? Why would we do that to their pensions?
Our members don't want to see their investment dollars being used in any way to exploit or abuse or in other ways harm workers or the environment around the globe.
John O'Shafer is with the Service Employees International Union. The union represents more than 200,000 state workers and is the main proponent of the legislation. Schaefer says the fears of the pension fund managers are unfounded because only a few private equity firms have these controversial nations as investors. And he rejects the notion some of these countries, like the Emirate of Abu Dhabi, for example, are passive investors.
You don't have to have a seat on the board to have influence over the actions of the fund. They are a 7.5% stakeholder in the Carlyle Group, and that's a very significant holding.
The Carlyle Group is one of the world's most influential private equity firms, and one in which California's pension funds are invested. It's also a firm Schaefer's labor union, SEIU, is fighting on a different front. The union has posted footage online of protests in several states against the Carlyle Group. At issue, the Service Employees Union efforts to organize workers at some Carlyle-owned assisted living centers. That battle has raised questions about this legislation. Is it really about socially responsible investing, or is the union pushing it through the legislature to try and hurt the finances of the Carlyle Group? Union spokesman John O'Schaefer.
That's not the motivation for this. We have a set of standards that we believe companies should operate by globally.
While the Service Employees Union is strongly backing these new restrictions on private equity investments, the state's most politically powerful labor union, the California Teachers Association, is opposing the bill. And in general, the legislation raises difficult questions about the pros and cons of political mandates on how pension funds are invested.
What I've always been concerned about is a little bit of a slippery slope that happens when we try to use our pooled investments to engage in sort of political decisions.
Brad Barber is an economics professor at UC Davis who studies pension funds. He says even if most people agree on the issue of human rights, what's to keep lawmakers from imposing restrictions on other, more politically divided issues?
And I think that we can bring issues to the fore without imposing a cost on California retirees.
Those costs, says Barber, could affect more than just retirees. That's because if the state pension funds don't have enough money to cover retiree benefits, the law says state government and the taxpayers have to make up the difference. For the California Report, I'm John Myers in Sacramento.
That's the California Report for Friday, April 4th, a production of KQED Public Radio. Our engineer is Danny Bringer, with additional engineering from Howard Gelman and Seal Muller. Our director is Rory Gallagher. Our interns are June Stinson, Ali Tapatabai, and Leanne Lucetta. The editor is Kat Snow. Our senior editor is Pat Flynn. The producers are Victoria Malione and Erica Kelly. Ingrid Becker is the senior producer. The executive producer is Raul Ramirez. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the California Teachers Association, because every child deserves a chance to learn, and no child succeeds alone. More information is available at cta.org. And the Wesley Foundation, for coverage of immigration issues throughout California.